The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Tuesday, July 7th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon, Gallatin Valley. It's a beautiful day out there, and we're happy that you're tuned in to KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, here on their radio dial at 95.9 FM. We're online at kgvm.org, and man, it turned into a nice day this afternoon in the Bozeman area. Hope you're enjoying it. Maybe get out there, get a little sun, and listen to some tunes. I'm going to play some music to get you up to the 6 o'clock hour in Democracy Now! My name's Bob Wall, and before I get into any music, I do want to thank an underwriter here. We'll hear about an upcoming event and hear today's human capital. KGVM thanks Whistlepig Korean for their support of our programming. Whistlepig Korean offers fresh, authentic Korean food with vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options for takeout or dine-in. You can find an online ordering menu on whistlepigkorean.com. They are located at 25 North Wilson in Bozeman and can be reached by phone at 406-404-1224. The Gallatin Park Central Labor Council is hosting a panel about the challenging but empowering process of negotiating for your union contract. The panel will feature workers from the Montana Nurses Association, the United Mountain Workers, and MFPE Focus. The panel will be Monday, July 13th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Gallatin Labor Temple at 422 East Mendenhall. It is free to attend and pizza and drinks will be provided.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A series of targeted immigration enforcement operations across Gallatin County in the past several days has left residents reeling, with community organizations saying that more than 100 people were detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Sally Moise with the Gallatin County-based Immigrant Resource Center, Bienvenidos, said, "What we're hearing is ICE has been making multiple detentions. We're hearing a lot of reports of individuals being pulled over in their vehicle and then being detained along with anybody else who happens to be in the vehicle. We've heard reports of agents knocking on doors, perhaps looking for a specific person, but then detaining anybody who happens to be in that location. We've also heard reports of people being detained who actually do have legal authorization to be here." Last Monday morning, Bozeman resident Brandy Straub witnessed two men who jumped out of a pickup truck and ran across the street, leaving the vehicle to slowly roll into a street sign. Straub slammed on her brakes to avoid the truck. Moments later, two ICE agents chased the men on foot with guns drawn. Straub said, "They looked like a freaking cartoon. They were running in jeans and hoodies with what looked like a police vest, maybe. But I'm not kidding you when I say that it looked like it came from a Halloween store," said Straub. "Then one of them pointed his gun at me through my passenger side window." Straub called 911. Straub said, "The woman I got with the dispatch said that they couldn't do anything about it, that what ICE agents do is not their responsibility," said Straub. "I explained to her that I understand they didn't have any control over these agents, but there's no one to protect the community, obviously, since I just had a weapon drawn on me." Both the Bozeman Police Department and the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office confirmed the recent increase in ICE activity, but stated they were not coordinating with ICE. Straub said of the ICE personnel, "This was chaotic, unprofessional, disorganized, and incredibly unsafe. As angry and terrified as I was, I can't imagine what our immigrants are going through right now. I feel for these families, for their children. This was not a professional process. I don't think anyone deserves to be treated this way." Andre Halliday, an attorney with Upper Seven Law who assists in immigration cases throughout the state, described the incredible difficulty in tracking people taken by ICE. Halliday said, "When ICE arrests someone, they're not reporting it in any way. This isn't like going to a regular court or a jail where your name is reported. You're held in a place like the Helena Hold Room, which is completely off the map in terms of where somebody is. The ICE DTE locator does not say where you are. It provides no opportunity for people to speak to legal counsel, no opportunity for people to call loved ones. And from there, you could be put on a plane or a van to anywhere. It could be days before people figure out where a loved one or family member is, if they ever find out at all." Andrea Sweeney, an immigration attorney and founder of Big Sky Immigration Legal Services and Advocacy, emphasized the people taken over the week do not have criminal records. Sweeney said, "My understanding is that nobody has been criminally charged as a result of these raids. Every case I've heard about involves administrative immigration detentions." Sweeney emphasizes that many people taken by ICE are law-abiding individuals who are already participating in the legal immigration process with pending applications and scheduled court appearances. Sweeney said that immigration is a very complex system, with cases often taking years to resolve, and that living and working in the U.S. while those cases are pending is a standard part of the legal immigration process. In the meantime, local organizations and community members are offering assistance to immigrants and their families. Bienvenidos said that last Thursday evening, they were able to distribute 70 grocery boxes delivered to families. Mois with Bienvenidos encouraged community members who wish to help to volunteer and donate to local organizations providing mutual aid and legal assistance. For those who are searching for a loved one, Moist recommended reaching out to Bienvenidos directly, saying, "We have somebody who can help find family members or loved ones who have been detained. The majority of people here in Gallatin County are very welcoming and generous and understand that immigrants strengthen our community. Most people are saddened by this and nervous on behalf of our neighbors. We actually really just want ICE to go away." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
And thanks to Bienvenidos for really doing a lot of work to try to help people out when they're in a really tough situation. And I would personally just like to invite ICE to crawl back under the rotting log that they slid it out from. I mean, you know, I hear a lot of talk about people should just do things the legal way and do things the right way. And it puzzles me why they don't extend that to the people that they claim are enforcing the law. It's like, we do have laws about warrants and the proper ways to do searches and seizures, and seems like a lot of those laws are being ignored, and I don't think that this is the place, and this is maybe not the time on the 250th anniversary of the founding of the country to be ignoring some of those important parts of our history. So, thing to think about here on this sunny afternoon. I'm going to put the soapbox away, and I'm going to play you some music. And some days you need some guitar, and some days you need more guitar, and this is one of those latter days for me. I'm not quite sure why, but I was trying to decide what to play and landed on some of the instrumental stuff. So I thought I would start out with a couple cuts by a guitar god, Jeff Beck. Pretty unique style. And I'm going to play an older cut of his off of his album Blow by Blow. I'll play it because we've ended as lovers, just because I have not listened to that song for too long. And then I'll play a newer one off of his album Loud Hailer that came out in 2016. The Revolution Will Be Televised, the lead-in cut off that album. And I'll follow it up with another guitar giant, Joe Satriani. Play one of his early ones, too. It's not quite as big a swing of years, but from 1987's album Surfing with the Alien, I'll play Always With Me, Always With You. And then Big Distortion off his 2020 album Shapeshifting. We'll get her started here with this Jeff Beck classic, because we've ended as lovers. Thank you.
the safety of your city. The graphics won't be as realistic as Grand Theft Auto 3. Guess that makes the real unrealable, but this shit is real, baby. I guess you better turn the volume down so you can't hear that beat. Suppose you better change the channel, mopping the children off their teeth. The revolution will be televised, and you can choose to watch or not. But if we all just talk from the safety of our sofas, there won't be much of a revolution to watch. Thank you.
All right, that was Joe Satriani with Big Distortion, and Always With Me, Always With You. Before that, Jeff Beck did The Revolution Will Be Televised, and Because We've Ended Us Lovers. I just remembered that when I was out in New Jersey, it was probably late 1990s, early 2000s, I saw a show in the summer with Jeff Beck and Joe Satriani, kind of a co-bill, at an outdoor amphitheater out there in northern New Jersey. Man, it was a pretty amazing night of music. Anyway, you are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall. I should have said the disclaimer earlier when I was ranting a little bit that the opinions that I express here on the air are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily reflect the views of the station or its board of directors or the other volunteers here at KGVM. I would like to thank another of our underwriters, and we'll hear about an upcoming event and today's Climate Connections.
Got a job at a record store 3 days a week and no more than four.
KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End. You're invited to have a beer on Sunday, July 19th from 2 to 8 p.m. with the Walkers for Cowboy Bob and the Alzheimer's Association at Bozeman Brewing Company as they raise money for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. A portion of sales will go to help support research toward finding a cure for Alzheimer's. There will also be a raffle for a gift card from Montana Aleworks.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lazarowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Dealing with a flooded home is stressful and difficult, especially for people who are struggling financially. Lucas Belluri, a PhD candidate at the University of Arizona, researches flooding in predominantly Latino communities in the Rio Grande Valley. It's an area prone to flooding, and the problem is growing worse as the climate warms. He says many residents have limited incomes and lack bank accounts. Some may not qualify for FEMA aid or hesitate to apply. For example, if they lack legal status or do not have documents proving they own their home.
And frankly, there's, I think, a lot of simply mistrust right now when it comes to these communities and the federal government.
So to make urgent home repairs or replace a flooded car, people may turn instead to payday loans or car title loans that are easy to get but have very high interest rates.
We're talking sometimes 4 or even 500% interest rates.
So many people struggle to pay off these loans and end up deeply in debt. To help protect people, Belluri says Texas could better regulate lenders, for example, by imposing caps on interest rates. And he says increasing access to trustworthy sources of financial assistance could help reduce people's reliance on predatory loans. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, going to keep it rolling here with Cut by the Dixie Dregs, an amazing band. The first time I saw them live, it blew me away. I'm going to play a punk sandwich off of their Night of the Living Dregs live album, and then one by the Steve Morse band, Steve Morse, the guitar player for the Dixie Dregs. I've seen him with his trio a few different times and seen him actually open for the Dregs once, and man, great guitar player. I'm going to play the title cut off his album Stress Fest, the Steve Morse Band album Stress Fest. Then kind of shift it up a little bit. Cut by Rodrigo y Gabriela, Weird Fishes, and that's a single that they released in 2022. And finish up with the set with Lucas Imbiriba. He's an acoustic guitar player. I saw him at the Guitar Night this summer or this winter down at the Ellen. And he was a lot of fun. I'm going to do a cover of Whole Lotta Rosie from his album Guitar on Fire. We'll start out here with some Dixie Dregs, though. Here's Punk Sandwich. We'll be right back. Lucas Imbariba, of course, doing AC/DC's Whole Lotta Rosie. It was a pretty wild take on that song. For that, Rodrigo y Gabriela did Weird Fishes and Arpeggi. And I played the Steve Morse Band before that, the title cut from their album Stress Fest. Started out with the Dixie Dregs and a live version of Punk Sandwich. This is KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall. Playing you some music to get us up to 6 o'clock. Democracy Now! Will take over then. I'm going to thank another of our underwriters, hear about an upcoming event, and hear today's labor history in two. KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck-style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. The following shows are coming up at Pine Creek: Fruition with the Kofas Brothers on Wednesday, July 8th, Houndmouth with Tim Skelly, Thursday and Friday, the 9th and 10th of July. 710 Ashbury on Saturday, the 11th. Neil Francis with Lost Canyons on Sunday, the 12th. Upper Montana Presents A River Runs Through It on Tuesday, July 14th. Lucero with Thomas Dolbaum on Wednesday, the 15th. Andy Frasco and the UN with The Sleepless Elite and Yellowstone Santa on Thursday, the 16th. The Last Revel with Western Wallflower on Friday, the 17th. Of Monsters and Men with August Ponthier on Saturday and Sunday, July 18th and 19th. And many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines. Bozeman, this is your weekend. The Slam Summer Festival is August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, and it's free. 2 days of live music, local art, food, dance, hands-on activities for kids, a beer garden, and more. Slam supports local artists and musicians right here in our community. You can spend Saturday at an art workshop. Start Sunday with a free yoga class. Slam, August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, for free. Details at slamfestivals.org. And the Slam crew will be down at Bridge Brewing on Sunday. Bozeman Brewing, I'm sorry, on Sunday from 2 to 8 p.m. for a Sunday fun day. You can visit with them about what's coming up and how they support local artists and musicians. Again, that's Summer Slam Sunday Fun Day at Bozeman Brewing on the 12th of July from 2 to 8 p.m.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1894. That was the day thousands of Pullman strikers confronted state militia forces at the Grand Trunk Railroad crossing in Chicago. The strike began on May 11th after George Pullman slashed wages but refused to lower rents in his company town. In late June, Eugene V. Debs and the American Railway Union called for a national boycott of all Pullman cars. The boycott spread to 27 states, involving more than 150,000 workers. Attorney General Richard Olney issued an injunction declaring the strike illegal on July 2nd. The injunction failed to break the strike, but it did prevent union leaders from communicating with strikers. The next day, President Cleveland ordered troops into Chicago rail yards to crush the strike. Workers were furious. They flooded the yards, stopping trains, smashing switches, and barricading themselves with baggage cars. Fighting continued for several days as angry strikers stormed rail yards and overturned empty freight cars. Thousands of workers impacted by the Depression joined in, including those stranded in the city after the Columbian Exposition. Two strikers were shot dead on the Illinois Central Railroad on July 6th. Workers responded by setting fire to hundreds of rail cars. Now, on this day, the militia attempted to run a work train to clear the rail yard at 49th and Loomis. Thousands followed the train, showering it with bricks and stones. The troops returned gunfire, killing at least four and injuring dozens. Chicago unions soon voted in favor of a citywide sympathy strike, but the railroads quickly hired replacement labor. Federal troops and state militia cleared the railway for business. Main strike leaders were arrested. By the beginning of August, Pullman rehired only those strikers who agreed to never join a union. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.
All right, I think I'll finish up here today with a little Touareg music. I'm going to play a cut by Kella Souf. These are from Saharan Africa, these groups. And I'll play a cut from Black Tanare called Tanare by Kella Souf. And then Madhu Mokhtar, the title cut for his 2024 album, Funeral for Justice. Maybe Awake for Liberty. That's not the name of it, but makes you think of that. And then I'll play us out with a little bit more mellow one from a little older Touareg band, Tenerwen. They just came out with an album, Hogar, this year. So I'll play Amadinim Ehaf Salon, or as much as we can fit in of it.
الراس طغفالك فوهي ديهن يا ليل شوفي جان Thank you.
I was obviously not watching the time closely enough. We'll have to get to that Tenerowen cut some other time. You're listening to Madhu Mokhtar here with Funeral for Justice. Before that, Kelasuf did Tenare. I really like that Tuareg sound. Thank you for tuning in to KGVM Bozeman on this beautiful afternoon. Keep it tuned right here for Democracy Now, and have a great evening, everyone.